With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. More than 200 church planters represented 189 sending churches at the SEND Network's most recent orientation for newly endorsed church planters in mid-April. Five different languages were spoken among the planters who hailed from 24 U.S. states and two Canadian provinces. The orientation was the first to be hosted in conjunction with Ascending Lab, a collaborative workshop for pastors of established churches that helped to develop a vision and plan to send church planters from their congregation. This year, SEND Network will be hosting gathering events to give those interested in church planting an opportunity to fellowship and collaborate while learning from some of today's foremost experts in church multiplication. Learn more at sendnetworkgatherings.com. A Baptist pastor and religious freedom advocate in war-torn Myanmar was rearrested by junta leaders April 17th, just mere hours after he was released from jail. Kalam Sampson, former head of the Kachin Baptist Convention in Myanmar, had been released April 17th from a six-year prison sentence along with 3,300 other prisoners in a mass amnesty customarily granted at Myanmar's New Year, celebrated in mid-April. But authorities rearrested him and his wife just hours later. Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar. Oklahoma pastor Darren Spoo believes Christians can maintain their witness even in an election year. He offers some tips at Baptist Press. He writes, first, blessed are those who look for the best in people and not the worst. How easy it is to forget this simple grace, he says. We want others to give us the benefit of the doubt. Why would we not extend this same courtesy to others? He writes, blessed are those who choose to be undiscouraged, undivided, and undistracted, and who delight more and more in the goodness of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says, focusing on myself leads to discouragement. Focusing on my disagreements with others breeds division and discord. We're made to delight in God. Put in another way, to focus on anything other than God will leave us dissatisfied. You can read that full piece from Darren Spoo and others like it at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to learn about our free morning and afternoon email. It's as simple as subscribing, and it comes to your box every day. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.